We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Bar, Kitzesh Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samaches, Tzuras HaTzuras. Ksiv, the Torah says, Sifal Ksiv Lesasin Itel Hei Kesev. The Kibbul Chachamin Zuchan Alev Racham, Chazal teach us what this halacha teaches us, what this piyasik teaches us, the Zuhas Harsh Leitzais, Tzura, we should not in any way create, sculpt, paint, Surah Shabimada Ha'elyon, different images that are in the Shemayim, Shabimada Ha'tachtan, in the heaven and in the sky. Van Hanu L'Sasun K'dmush Shemoshem Sham Shalfanai. We're not allowed to make the same as those that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are four reasons. One is, as the Rambam says, that we shouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, start following them. Another reason is that as soon as you make them, it can maybe be considered as if you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. Another reason, because the Pasuk says, Kilarisim kol tumunam. Another explanation is that you're sowing too much significance to them, and that may be detracting from showing Cheshivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mother HaTachton includes making images of the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. One is not allowed to make what's on the Kisei HaKavod, on the Merkava. What's on the Merkava are a person, a lion, a eagle, and a axe. Some suggest that it's only us all four together, but there are those that say that each one itself is usur. But Tzuras Srofim Vayfanim Malach Hasharis, no one may not make what a malach looks. What does that make? Mean, how do we know exactly what a malach looks? So the Paiskim say to make the image of a person, but it'll have attached to him wings, and you mean that it should be, it's what you consider a malach, that is usur. You're not allowed to make, as we said, images of the sun, the moon, the stars. Even if they're not like sculptures, even if it's just like a picture, even if you're making them on behalf of a nochri. To have them, if you didn't make them, if they're not protruding, if they're not like a sculpture or something that's sticking out, matarim. Rak shlayoyma lev kachavim la'soysen. One should not instruct a nochri to make them. Mishum damir lev kachavim asurim b'chol asurim. One, since it's also to make them, telling a nochri to make it is also k'may b'suri Shabbos, just like we're not allowed to ask a nochri to do something on our behalf on Shabbos. Sif beis. V'ken also l'tzai tzuris adam. One is not allowed to make a sculpture of a person. But feel a racked sort of parts of Bnei Adam. Even if it's just the face of a human being, it's usur. But feel lashoisai, even just to hold on to them, it's usur. This again is all when it's protruding like a sculpture or it's sticking out. But a picture would be mutter. The reason for this is because the Pasuk says, L'sasin iti, and the Chazal darshan, L'sasin oisi, because we know that the person, the human being, was Nivra, B'Tselem Elokim, and the image of Hashem. So just like, so making an image of a person is a violation of L'sasa itim. But that's only a person who was created in the image of Hashem. Animals, for example, who were not created in the image of Hashem, this would not be usur, and therefore we may not even hold on to them. Actually, calculate success unless we break them or ruin them a little. But davka b'tzura shleima, what's usur is a full image. Dainim b'shtei anayim, two eyes, v'chaytim shalim, a whole nose. Avol neinu rachatzi. If it's only a profile, you're only making a profile, that then ain't a usur. But it has to be noticeable that if you're making a whole sculpture and you're breaking part of it, that break has to be noticeable, that that's what it is. Sif Gimel. You have a coin that has on it an engravement of a person. If it's sticking out, we're now allowed to hold on to it. But it could use for signing as a signet ring. Because when you use it and you're going to push it into whatever, wax or whatever, it's not going to be an image that's standing out. It's actually going to be sticking in. And therefore, if the ring that you have, you have the tzura inward, you could hold on to it, but on the other hand, you can't use it for signing, because when you'll stick it into the wax, what you're going to end up having is you're going to have something that's sticking out, which is asur. Sif Dalad, asur l'stakam b'tzuras adam. One should not look at the sculpture of a human being. Shenakra pesel, that is considered a pesel, and gazing at that, oivim mishum atifnu al alilim. Avat tzuras shalmat beis, to look at the images that are on a coin, kivin shiragilim bem, since this is common, mutter v'chosid. But somebody who wants to be scrupulous is a gambazem. Sif, hey, osalas beis tavnis hechel shir gova v'orcha. One should not make a house identical to the height, length, and width. Achsadra, a hall that looks like the ulam of the beis hamikdash. Chotzer, which is the same dimensions of the azara. Shulchan, you shouldn't make a shulchan at home, which is the same dimensions of the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, Tav the shulchan, Shari Beis HaMikdash, Menorah, somebody should not make a menorah, which is the Tamnus HaMenorah, Shari Beis HaMikdash, which is the same as the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is a machlokes, if this is Osir Midaraisa, or it's only Osir Midarabanan. And therefore, since we know that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash had seven branches, when you have a menorah, make it with five, six, or eight branches. Don't make a menorah with seven branches. Even if it's not made out of gold, which is the material that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you're making the menorah not with the same design as the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, still don't make a menorah with seven branches. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was 18 tefachim tall, and the menorah you have won't be 18 tefachim tall. Still don't make a menorah with seven branches. Because the truth is that all these different details in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash weren't essential. And therefore, one should not buy or produce a menorah with seven branches, because people will make a mistake that you're allowed to imitate what is in the Beis HaMikdash. If you have a menorah with eight branches and one of the branches broke, as long as it's noticeable that it's an eight-branch menorah, then it's fine. Even though we said that all types of metal are asur, there are poskim that suggest that if the menorah you have is made out of wood or ceramic or glass, plastic, then even though it's a seven-branch menorah, it's permissible. Certainly if somebody is drawing a picture of a menorah and it has seven branches on the picture, that is permissible. Sif Vav. Yesh Nargum Lassus Menorah L'Shiva Menorahs. There's some that make a menorah for seven candles. Then a shisha be'igol, six around and around, vechad be'emtza. So it's different than it was in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a straight line of seven branches. Aval haba poskim ois mezois. Many poskim suggest that we shouldn't make that type of a menorah. V'yesh l'hachmer v'safkis of deraisa, and one should be machmer and not make that menorah a seven-branch menorah, no matter what design it has. If you have a menorah with eight branches, but you only chose to light seven of those eight branches, that's fine. Siv Zayin, Oysa Shemana Mishka, if somebody makes oil, Kamasu Kamishka Amabatayra, similar, identical to the oil that was, the Torah speaks about that they used for Shemen HaMishka, Chayiv Karas. B'shagi can feed it so, B'shagi is Chayiv Chattas. V'husha also I say, but it's only an Isser if the purpose of making it was Kedei Limashach, to use it for anointing purposes. V'husha Ketiris, if somebody manufactures Ketiris, Machar Asas HaMamonash B'Torah Alfiyah Mishkoilis, if you make Ketiris with the 11 ingredients that the Ketiris in the Beis HaMikdash was made out of, with the exact same recipe, even though you didn't make a whole portion, you only made a half a portion or a third portion, but you made it in that formula, in that recipe, chayv karis. Also, slamaba, but if you did it just to learn how to make the k'tiris, then potter, then you won't be chayv for this love.